Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, welcome back to Moments for Missions, and that's what it is. It's a moment for missions, and today I have a missionary here with me, Jeremy Blance, who's been here all this week and telling us about God's guidance in their lives, and it's not always what we think it's going to be, but in their case, they went to one country and ended up in another, but now serving for many years in Costa Rica. So, Jeremy, tell us about what you're doing down there now.
Well, we came to Costa Rica after having served in Nicaragua, and our plan for ministry was to win souls for Christ, to train up laborers, to plant churches, and although we were not able to return to Nicaragua, the plan for ministry to do that same type of ministry had not changed. So in Costa Rica, as we arrived in San Pablo, and our goal was to plant a church there, and we began with knocking on doors, sharing the gospel, inviting people to in-home Bible studies, and so that was the very beginning of the church in San Pablo, was in-home Bible studies.
Amen. And of course, did you have a building when you first started all this?
No, sir. The only building we had was our house. So we, at that point, we could not rent a commercial location and hold services. So what we did was we did a little bit like the early church, and we held Bible studies in our home. And it was a little bit after that, we had about 6 weeks, a pretty good start. 6 weeks later, the pandemic hit Costa Rica, and that's when everything changed.
Well, I was going to ask you that question because that was not an easy time for us missionaries serving around the world. So that complicated your work there.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So although we were meeting in homes and we were not a church, the government imposed lockdowns. Churches were not allowed to meet. Even within homes, you had to observe all kinds of rules. And I think at that point, you couldn't even have visitors at your home legally. And so we did what many churches do. We went to meeting online and doing Bible studies that way. And we understand that sometimes circumstances change, but the mission doesn't.
Right.
So we had to stay faithful and continue doing what the Lord had called us to do.
And you stayed there even through all those times like that.
Yes, sir. We stayed through the pandemic. We continued doing online services. And as soon as the government lifted the lockdown and said, okay, churches can now meet if they meet these certain requirements, social distancing and wearing masks. And although we were not a church, we had to follow the same rules.
Sure.
And so we sought the Lord's will as to what was the next thing to do. And although at that point the government offices were closed, we didn't have our religious association, we said, well, God, how can we do this? How can we keep moving forward? You know, and the way I see it, if one door is closed, you look for the next open door. And as we were knocking on doors and sharing the gospel, we came to see there was a particular area. It was actually the building used for a car wash, and it had a roof, and it was open air and had plenty of space. And so I got to speak with the owners there. I said, you know, do you work 7 days a week? They didn't work on Sundays. I said, perfect, because that's the day we want to come and hold services. And so we were able to speak with them about the possibility of holding services there on their location on Sundays. One thing led to another, and the Lord had a place for us to meet.
All right. And from that point on, the Lord's given you buildings to meet in.
Yes, sir.
Now you don't have a freestanding church building, but you have a, what would you call it, a room, a floor in a building?
Well, it is a three-story commercial building.
Okay.
And it was difficult to find renters that would be willing to rent a location for a church to meet in.
Okay.
But the Lord led us to this place, and we went from one part of the third floor to another part, and now we have most of the third floor that we're now renting for our church.
Well, that's great. And tomorrow will be Friday, and we're going to hear what God has done there, done some wonderful things, and still working, and they're looking forward to getting back to the field to continue the work.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.